Hi everyone, this is Julie. Thank you for stopping by for this short audio podcast today. My name is Julie. I'm known as Julie. I started the African Biomineral Balance website, theAfricanBiomineralBalance.com. I also am in charge of Truth Seeker. I started Truth Seeker. It was supposed to be a channel on YouTube where I take parts of history, religion, various things like that, and give my take on it and what I have found in my research, etc. But it ended up being a place where just Dr. Sebi focused. And so I've thought about changing the name. I haven't decided to change the name as yet, but who knows, maybe I will, to reflect the topic that I mostly focus on for that channel. So, yes. So I started Truth Seeker to, not started it for that purpose, but it ended up being a place where I put a lot of Dr. Sebi focus information, short clips, some that I put my additional research information to, and some are just pure Dr. Sebi clips, as well as a few longer form videos and audio type videos there. So you can check that out. It's called Truth Seeker. If I do change the name, it will likely be the African Biomineral Balance, maybe Dr. Sebi in bracket, or maybe Dr. Sebi's Alkaline African Biomineral Balance, something like that, but I'm not sure as yet. And there is the website, of course, that is called theAfricanBiomineralBalance.com. TheAfricanBiomineralBalance.com. So, in this short audio, I want to talk about, because I've thought about several topics that I could do these short audios or podcasts on. And in this one is basically just an introduction to the African Biomineral Balance. And everybody has a personal story. The creation of the African Biomineral Balance came out of Dr. Sebi's experiences. And for me, I had experience that came out of his experience, in the sense that he shared his information, he shared his knowledge, he shared what he learned. And then as a result of me receiving that, I was able to assist myself and to get myself better, feeling better within my body. I was dealing with fibroids when I came across Dr. Sebi information for me at that point in time. My stomach was extending a bit because of the growth of the fibroids. I was having really heavy periods, pains. It was just, I was just at wit's end. The only option, it seems, was surgery. A neighbor introduced me to Dr. Sebi information initially, gave me a DVD. I watched it. Then I jumped onto YouTube. I watched every Dr. Sebi video I could find. I just searched Dr. Sebi, anything that was talking about Dr. Sebi, I listened to him, because Dr. Sebi, I found Dr. Sebi to be really captivating. And so I could listen to him for hours. And so I would listen to his videos. And then I decided I was going to take action. And behind me was Jen's store. It was a herbal store in Bridgetown. And I went there, I bought, you know, these different herbs that Dr. Sebi talked about, and I decided that I was going to follow some of the herbs that he had on his products and come up with my own concoction. And so I did. But needless to say, I started seeing results, and that was very, very encouraging for me. And so this is what really got me into this whole thing of having the blog and having the channel where I share Dr. Sebi information, because on personal experience and the experiences of others who I've dealt with, I know that it works. And Dr. Sebi himself, who is the starter of this, the African Biomineral Balance, he's what he has contributed comes out of his personal experience. Dr. Sebi talked about having to deal with schizophrenia, obesity, impotence. He had problems with vision. He had a number of health problems. And he was healed as a result of fasting with herbs. And, you know, this came out of him seeing a herbalist. He mentioned the name of Alfredo Cortez being the person who hated him, you know, and he saw the results. And after fasting with the herbs and so on, over 90 days, he didn't have any diseases. And when you have encountered the healing power, that kind of, that level of healing is difficult to keep it to yourself. But taking on this journey, it's not an easy journey. Sometimes it may seem very, very unrewarding, because it's easier, I find, to do certain other things and, you know, you get rewarded than going into this kind of field. You know, even when you think about even just doing a YouTube channel, if you have a YouTube channel where you talk about celebrity gossip and all of that, the latest entertainers and certain types of topics, people gravitate towards that a lot. You know, you get, and there is less suppression. But when you're talking about the healing power of herbs, it is not from, it's not generally that appealing. Maybe if people are dealing with health problems, they might find you if they're searching for the type of information that you're putting out. But sometimes that may not be the case. So you have, this has to be something that you want to do and you're really interested in sharing that kind of information. And Dr. Sebi came through this, came to this information because he was introduced to someone who was able to guide him, was able to, you know, introduce him to the type of knowledge that he needed to heal himself, to the herbs that he needed to heal himself, and the approach that he needed to take in order for him to, you know, allow his body to detox, allow his body to cleanse, allow his body to heal. And taking from that knowledge and doing his own research and, of course, you know, dealing with patients himself, and as he gathered more information as time goes by, he could present to us certain herbs, certain types of foods, certain ways we could live in order to help us to not only cleanse and heal our bodies, but also to be sustainable people. With all that information, with everything that Dr. Sebi was introduced to, he could take that information and put it together and present something to us that we could use to help to turn our lives around, to begin to heal our bodies, to begin to allow our bodies to heal itself rather, because that's what happens. The body heals the body, but we have to allow for cleansing to take place and allow the body to gather, to take nutrients from what we provide it with in order to facilitate that healing. And that means that we have to consume things that allows the body to cleanse as well as allow the body to build and to nourish itself. And so, you know, the African Bio-Mineral Balance is different from all other healing modalities, because when you really look at it, if you're talking about the allopathic medicine, it's mainly focused on chemicals. It's a chemical-based type of medicine that believes in cutting off things, cutting out things, and so forth. But it's at the heart of it, it's chemical based. It's this idea that you can use chemicals to heal the body. Yes, you have also the Chinese medicine, which is also herbal. That is herbal based. You have the Ayurvedic medicine, which is also herbal based. But the difference between these and the African Biomineral Balance is that the African Biomineral Balance is saying not all herbs are equal. There are herbs that are man-made, meaning they were introduced to this world through the intervention of men. It's not herbs that just naturally grow. So Dr. Sebi distinguished the differences between these. Say, look, the African Biomineral Balance has to be a modality that entails the use of natural herbs that comes from the bowel, comes from the belly of nature itself without being manipulated by men. Whether it's through the use of grafting that some people use to produce new plants, hybridization, GMO, or all these different ways and means through which plants are manipulated. The African Biomineral Balance stands behind natural plants and natural plants only. Whereas with in Chinese medicine, a lot of the herbs are hybridized herbs. And some in also in Ayurvedic medicine, some of the herbs are hybridized herbs. They do, however, use a lot of natural herbs also, but they also promote other things such as the use of milk. And as Dr. Sebi pointed out, it's not just the use of, we're talking about an animal byproduct that is a hybrid animal. So they use the cow's milk and so on. So when we talk about it, the use of butters and so on in the whole process. So these are things that Dr. Sebi mentioned when it comes to the African Biomineral Balance. But Dr. Sebi also wanted us to understand that the African Biomineral Balance as it stands is not perfect, because we have been inundated over the years with so much that has been manipulated, with so much that has been altered, that the pool of what is available to us is becoming smaller and smaller. Smaller and smaller. So as a part of it, Dr. Sebi also, apart from the herbs, we have what is called the nutritional guide. And the nutritional guide is a list of foods that Dr. Sebi would recommend. What some people are not aware of is that the African Biomineral Balance food list, which is Dr. Sebi's nutritional guide, that this list, the list that we see today, is that the list has changed over the years. There are items that Dr. Sebi and his team added to the list, and there are items that had been removed from the list. And this is because there have been ongoing research. Dr. Sebi pointed out to us that the African Biomineral Balance list is a list of the least detrimental foods. So it's not necessarily the case that all the foods are non-altered per se, but because so much has been altered, it was like trying to take the best of what's available. And so on the list, you would likely find some items that may have been manipulated to some degree, but mildly so compared to others. It doesn't mean that it's an exhaustive list. They don't know every food on the planet. I'm sure that there are natural foods that could be found in different places that are not on the list, as well as there are things on the list that are not necessarily original foods or native foods. But as Dr. Sebi pointed out, They might not be electric foods, because only natural foods that comes from the belly of nature, as Dr. Sebi tried to help us to understand, only those foods are considered electric. And so that is something I wanted to just touch on here also. It's important that we make this distinction, because there are some people who believe that Dr. Sebi is not here anymore. The list should not be touched. There's nothing that should be added or removed from the list. Not understanding that the list is based on the knowledge at the time and the foods that we're aware of, the foods that are available in our environment. That's it. The foods that are available in our environment. It doesn't mean that it contains every food that is natural. Just the one that, the ones, they had to start mainly with the ones that we are exposed to, the ones that we eat every day, the ones that we're likely to find in our local supermarkets, at our local markets, for example. So that is one thing I want to, it's a list of the least detrimental foods. Because so many of the foods that we're eating today have been tampered with in one way or another. And many people are not even aware of this. Because for a long time, I did not know that there were so many things that we're eating that actually, these are hybrid foods. They are not foods that just naturally grow. But then you begin to see the patterns and you begin to recognize certain things. Such as even in researching, I realized that most natural foods, for example, they tend to be diploids, meaning that they have two sets of chromosomes. Where you find that most foods that have been hybridized tends to be triploid, tetraploid, and all these different, sets of chromosomes they have. And this is because nature cannot be replicated. We cannot do it as well as Mother Nature. So if it things are in the order that they're supposed to be in, so if we go and we change things, we're actually taking things out of order, and so they can never be the same again. It cannot be equal. The one that is manipulated cannot be equal to the one that comes naturally from the earth itself. And, you know, so I wanted to emphasize that that's one of the things Dr. Sebi wanted us to understand. With the African biomineral balance, that we have to understand these things. It's not just about just getting this herb or that herb and so on. It's to get us to understand that there is the natural and there is the unnatural. And if Mother Nature did not make it, it is unnatural. And not because we might eat it and or we might drink it or so on. It doesn't mean, and we don't drop dead. It doesn't mean that we are not affected vibrationally or in some ways that may be so subtle that we don't even realize it. And so the African biomineral balance is here to show the world, to introduce the world to the whole concept that not everything that we take as natural is natural. That there really are things that we use and consume that was not produced by nature. And that it, if it is not produced by nature, then it doesn't do for us. It can never do for us what we think it would or what the natural could do. And that we are affected by it negatively. Some a little bit more subtler than others. And, you know, and so this is why Dr. Sebi talks about starch. And Dr. Sebi talked about blood and starch, mainly because he also wanted to put across the understanding that meat, eating meat, is not naturally something that we would do. Because if you think about it, there is no other species on this planet that has to process its food by fire or otherwise, except letting the sun do what its job. If we're talking about fire, in terms of heat, you know, the sun ripens the fruit for us. Even the extent that we use herbs now, where we have to cook herbs for it to release certain therapeutic properties. If we were on the diet that was naturally for us, we wouldn't need herbal medicine to the degree that we need them now. And if we do, we could simply chew on a bark. We could simply chew on the bark ourselves, chew on the leaves ourselves, and suck, just like animals do. Animals use herbs, and when they use herbs, they don't process it. They don't have to put it in capsules. They chew on leaves, they chew on bark, and so forth. They chew on stems, etc., to extract the medicine from the plant. And that is how we would have naturally done so. But our society has changed so much. And I think a lot of people don't realize that in the end, more to the end of his life, Dr. Sebi himself was even questioning the whole, not really questioning, because I think Dr. Sebi realized that, you know, cooking, what is that? We don't have to cook our foods. We should never really have to cook our foods. But at the same time, he wanted us to understand that with natural plants, for example, you can get the benefits of it even if you cook it, because it's natural. This is why if you boil the herbal teas, if you know, and you boil the tonic, you boil the herbs to make tonic, to make herbal teas, that can heal, that can help the body to heal itself. That will provide the body with what it needs to heal itself, even though it has been put to the fire, because it's a natural product. And so it has the natural nutrients in it that is released in the water, even though it has been exposed to heat. That can, you know, assist the body. And so these are things that it's, you know, it's important for us to understand. But the African Biomineral Balance can offer so much to the world. The African Biomineral Balance can offer so much to Africa, so much to our people across the continent, across the countries, and just so much to the whole world in general. And it is not like the African Biomineral Balance is not like any other healing modality. It's not like any other healing modality. It is really not. And another thing that I wanted to stress when it comes to the diet, because a lot of people also did not lean into one of the things that Dr. Sebi wanted to us to really understand, that the diet is a transitional thing. The nutritional diet is not the place where we are supposed to stay. It was a place where we are supposed to be during a transition, but we were supposed to go beyond that. And I think that is what is, you know, has been lost. A lot of people didn't really get that part of it. I'm a student just like you, so some of you probably have some information too that could add to this. It would be welcome. But this is how I interpret it. This is how I see it. And I want you to let me know what you think. You might have interpreted things differently. You might have seen things differently. You might have spoken to Dr. Sebi personally, and so on and so forth. But this is my takeaway from it. And there's so much more that could be said, but I'll just leave it at this. You know, this is some food for thought. This is some food for thought. Subscribe at Rumble also, because any video that has been removed from YouTube, you'll find them at Rumble. And also, any video that I can't upload on YouTube for whatever reason, suppression or, you know, etc., then I'll put them on Rumble and put them also on BitChute. So I'll give you more info about BitChute, a link. Yes, so that's it for this one. I hope you find it interesting, and let me know what you think. Just your opinion, your views are appreciated. And also, you can, let me do a plug. I do have some Dr. Sebi related books. They're available at lulu.com. So that's lulu.com. And my name is Julian Gooden, JULIANGOODEN. And I have written Dr. Sebi Approved Herbs, Volume 1, Dr. Sebi Approved Volume 2. And of course, I also have 100 plus alkaline recipes. And so those are some books that you may be interested in. Also, there is Healing the Prostate, also Healing Fibro Tubers Naturally. Also, there is the Herpes Protocol. So you might be interested in those. So let me know what you think about this podcast. Things that you probably want me to touch on, we could talk about, you know, let me know. And have a fantabulous day today, a wonderful day, and take care. Ta-ta.